Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here's The Life of Riley. This is episode number 112 of The Life of Riley, entitled Junior Forgets Mother's Day. It originally aired on May 11th, 1946.
Teal for a beautiful smile, The Life of Riley for laughs. Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it, T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of Riley. Chester A. Riley, father of 13-year-old Junior Riley, is very proud of his son. But Riley's pride is often deflated by his friend Jim Gillis, who is also the father of a teenaged boy, Egbert. Right now, we find the two fathers admiring the special window display in Witherspoon's drugstore.
Yes, sir, Riley. That there window is a masterpiece. You get the angle, Riley? It's advertising Mother's Day.
Yeah, sure, I get it, Gillis. And that's a good idea they got, spelling out mother with aspirin tablets, huh?
Yeah, it's a great plug for motherhood.
Yeah.
It'll help kids remember the day. Of course, my boy Egbert don't need no reminder. Like some kids I could mention.
Gillis, you wasn't referring to my boy Junior, was you?
Oh, no. But if the shoe fits, you might as well swallow it. Now, my boy Eggbite never forgets his duty. He's got a memory like an elephant.
Yeah, and a nose to match.
Very humoresque. All I know is he already got his mother a genuine imitation leather purse. What's your junior getting his mother?
Well, I'd better run along.
Riley, you mean your kid ain't getting his mother nothing?
Don't you worry about my boy. He'll come through.
But ain't he said nothing about it?
Well...
Oh, that's a bad sign. Riley, any man that don't bring up his boy to do right by his mother is a failure as a father.
Who's a failure? In the 13 years that Junior's known me, he's never had a better father. Most likely, he's got a present hidden in the house right now. Well, sure, that's it.
I hope so, for your poor wife's sake. But you better make sure.
Listen, I trust my boy enough not to spy on him. Where does your Egbert usually hide his presents?
Well, this year, it's up the chimney. Yes, sir, Riley, like father, like son. Now, I was brung up to respect the sanctity of motherhood. My egg bite is cast in the same mold.
Well, don't you worry about Junior. You'll find out that my boy's even moldier than your boy. Gosh, this chimney is small. Let's see. Nope. Not a sign of a package any... Got some suit up my snoot. I better take another look.
Riley, for heaven's sake.
Oh, it's you, Dumplin'.
What are you doing in that fireplace?
Well, I'm looking up the chimney to see how the weather is outside.
The weather?
Yeah.
Well, of all the crazy things, why don't you look out through the window?
Well, I did, but I couldn't see the weather on account of the rain. Is Junior home?
Oh, yes. I wish you'd speak to that boy. I'm trying to keep the home extra neat while your mother's here visiting us. But he keeps messing it up. He's so forgetful.
Yeah, he's getting forgetful about a lot of things. Well, I'll have a talk with that boy that he won't forget.
Oh, now don't be too cross. Remember, you forget things, too.
Don't worry, I'll be fair. First, I'll let him speak his mind, and then I'll give him a piece of my mind. And believe me, he's going to get the worst of the bargain.
Mm-hmm. Say, you want to hear a swell song? I'm going to sing it in a gay 90s show my club's putting on. Now listen.
Oh, okay. How's it go, son?
Always help your dear old mother.
Oh, beautiful.
Always treat her kind and good.
I had you all wrong, Junior.
You must always hold the lantern while your mother's chopping wood.
Junior, what kind of a song is that to be singing about your mother?
Well, it's a comedy song. Now listen to the second verse. Don't forget your dear old mother.
That's better.
She's so delicate and frail.
Bless her heart, she's worn out.
She is thinking of you always while she's serving time in jail.
Junior, I'm shocked. Making fun of your own mother. The sweet woman who's always taken your part. Why, on the day you were born, when she looked at you for the first time and saw your little red, homely, wrinkled face, did she blame you? No, she blamed me.
But, Pop, you don't get the idea of the song.
I get it. You're like all the younger generation. Young. Why, when I was your age, I worshipped my mother. I used to hang her up on a pedestrian.
Pedestal, Pop.
Junior, you and me got to have a man-to-boy talk. Sit down.
I'm sitting down already.
Well, then get up and let me sit down. Have some respect. Now, listen, Junior. It's time you were told certain things about certain things.
Pop, again with the birds and the bees.
Well, there's lots you can learn from the bees. For instance, bees are very kind to their mother. They call her Queenie, and they go out collecting honey while she sits home with the hives. Ain't that touching?
Yeah, Pop. It's thrilling. So what?
Bees respect motherhood. And their mother is nothing but an insect. But you're lucky enough to have a mother who's a human being. I made a careful marriage.
Pop, what are you driving at?
All right, let me put it clearer. Why ain't you shoved anything up the chimney?
Chimney?
It's hopeless. You certainly don't get your head from me. With a head like mine, you'd get the point.
Pop, I gotta go now.
Egbert Gillis remembers. Even the drugstore remembers. Everybody remembers but my son. Well, I'm through hitting. I'm going to tell you the right thing to do and see that you do it.
Ah, Pop, you act like I was a baby or something. Always yelling at me. Well, I'm going out.
Now, wait, Junior. Don't you go away.
Chester Riley. Are you picking on my grandson again? Now, run along and play, Junior, darling.
Thanks, Grandma.
Now, wait a minute.
Land sakes. Always yelling at that sweet, innocent child. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, you big baboon.
Gee whiz, Mom. When I was a boy, my father...
Ah, your father's mustache.
But, Mom, suppose a boy forgets his mother on Mother's Day.
Oh, so that's it, is it?
Yeah, and I know how a mother feels when her son forgets.
You do, do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever been a mother?
Well, not lately.
Well, I have, and I am. Chester, a mother doesn't want her son being bullied into thinking of her. She wants him to do it because it's natural to him. Or not at all.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But you see, I was thinking...
Well, stop thinking. At your age, it's no time to start.
Oh, Mom, you sound like you don't love me anymore.
I've loved you for 39 years, and now I can't break the habit. Bad as it is. But you're not to nag Junior about Mother's Day again. Promise?
Well, okay.
You're not to even mention Mother's Day. Be like those three little monkeys that hear nothing, see nothing, and say nothing.
Okay, I'm going to be just like them. From now on, there's going to be four of us monkeys.
Ha 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 ha!
sis. Guess what I got, Mom? Nylons.
Oh, gosh, nylons. Oh, Mother will be thrilled.
Look, hide them for me, will you? I don't want Pop to know I bought a present till Sunday.
Why not?
He thinks I forgot. I just want to show him. Gosh, as though I'd forget my own mom. Oh, the phone. I'll get it, Babs. Hello? Oh, hello, Walleye. What? A new catcher's mitt. $5. Gee, I sure need a new mitt for the big game on Sunday, but I'm busted.
For me, Junior?
Oh, no, Pop, it's for me. What, Walleye? Oh, I said I'd like to buy one for Sunday, but where am I going to get $5? Santa Claus ain't due here till Christmas. Well, so long.
Junior, did I hear you say you needed some money?
Yeah, why?
Oh, nothing. Only now I'm beginning to understand why you
didn't... Boy, I sure could use some dough. I want to buy...
Don't tell me. Listen, Junior, guess who I just bumped into on the corner?
Who?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
Yeah. Well, he's a little early this year. You know, daylight saving. He gave me this $5 bill to give to you. Here.
Pop, you're giving me $5?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, now I can buy...
Don't tell me.
Pop, is this on the level? No strings attached?
No strings attached.
You mean I won't have to do like last time you gave me $5? You know, sign a paper saying I'll mow the lawn for the next 20 years?
No, it's yours outright. Buy what you want. And I guess you know what to buy.
Huh? Oh, do I? I'm going down right now and buy it.
Tell me.
Okay, Pop. See you later. And thanks a million.
Yes, so long. Poor little fella. Imagine thinking he'd forget his mother. Look at him. Running down the street. You'd think he was after a present for himself. Come on in, Gillis. Coast is clear. Everybody's at the movies.
Listen, Riley, what's so important? You come over my house, yank me out of bed, dressed me, and then dragged me over here.
Well, I'll tell you why, Gillis. You intimidated that my boy would forget his mother on Mother's Day.
Okay, so he bought her a present.
I'm going home.
Wait a minute. No. I'll show it to you, you wise guy. I ain't even seen it myself yet. He hid it in the closet here.
He bought his mother a present. Very unusual boy. You should have him stuffed.
Here it is. Look at the size of this package. Next time, Gillis, don't go shooting your big mouth off about other people's wonderful kids.
Riley, if there's one thing I hate, it's a father who brags about his kid. I'll be running along.
Oh, no, you don't, Gillis. Oh, no. You started this, and I'm finishing it. I'm opening the package right now.
Look, I believe you. Now, let me go back to bed while the sheet is still warm.
Not until you see this present that Junior got for his mother. This'll show you how I raise a boy. Look at that, a catcher's mitt. Just what my wife... Frank, a catcher's mitt.
Well, what do you know? So the little darling bought his mother a present.
I must have forgot to mention it, Gillis. You know, Peg is taking up baseball.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What team?
Team? She ain't playing right now. She's got a Charlie horse.
Face the facts with your face, Riley. Junior spent his dough on himself instead of on his mother. That's the kind of a boy you raised. As the saying goes, the apple don't fall far from the tree.
And this apple's got a worm in it.
Next time, don't go shooting your big mouth off when I'm shooting my big mouth off.
Oh, how could he do this to his own father? After all I'd done for him when he was a baby. The times I used to get up in the middle of the night to change him. Well, so help me, I'll never do it again.
Keel has just brought you the first act of The Life of Riley, and we'll be back with Riley in just a moment. Meanwhile, this is Ken Carpenter. You know that only Teal, of all the leading dentifrices, protects your teeth from ugly gum-lined cavities? Here's why. Out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums. And when gums recede, parts of your teeth are exposed, which are 25 times softer than tooth enamel. Now, those softer parts are easily damaged by daily use of toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives. So chances are 8 in 10, you are risking those ground-in cavities daily, unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives. Only Teal, the modern liquid dentifrice, cleans teeth without abrasives, cleans with a patented ingredient, protects teeth from gum-lined cavities as no other leading dentifrice can. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week to make teeth look their best safely. Follow directions on the package, and remember, large family-sized Teal saves money. T-E-E-L, Teal, the tangy, refreshing liquid dentifrice. And now back to The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, poor Riley was afraid that Junior will forget his mother on Mother's Day, but he's vowed not to remind the boy. Actually, Junior has bought his mother a gift, but is keeping it a secret. Now, Riley has a subtle plan to make sure Junior comes through.
Hi, Pa.
Junior, you see this package? Well, I happened to be passing AZ's swap shop, and I saw something in the window that's just what you needed. So guess what?
You bought it.
Well, how did you guess? You're getting just like me. Psychopathic. Well, here it is.
Gosh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's a fancy case.
Uh-huh.
Can I open it?
Well, sure. I sure hope you like it, too.
Oh, for Pete's sake. A lady's manicure set. Now, what do I want with this?
Junior, you're absolutely right. Now that I see it in good light, I see it's for ladies only. Well, if you can't use it, you'll just have to give it away to some lady who can. If you know what I mean. Now, who will you give it to?
Well, I think...
Don't tell me. Just give it to her.
I don't know, Pop. Maybe you better take it back.
But, Junior, think. Ain't there one woman who loves you more than anything, and vice versa?
Yeah. Yeah, she's wonderful. She'd like this set all right.
Sure she would. And I bet I know who she is. Her name begins with capital M.
Gee, how'd you guess?
Oh, at last.
Yeah, I'm going right over and give it to my girl, Marilyn.
It's a losing fight.
Who there? Is that you, Riley?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I'm on my way to the offices of the OPA. I want to complain about some prices.
Oh, you mean ceiling prices?
No, this is a different OPA. The Official Pallbearers Association. They've just increased our carrying charges. You've got to watch your step with those boys. One false move and they drop you like a hot potato.
Well, that's just business troubles. It's family trouble that's the real headache. Diggers, there ain't another father that has as much trouble with his boy as I do.
Oh, you must not envy other people, Riley. In my profession, we have a saying. The grass is always greener on the other fellow.
Do you have trouble with your boys, Digger?
Oh, indeed I do. Yesterday, my youngest son, Clay, pilfered a sign from the baseball stadium and hung it in the window of my business establishment. Oh, I was furious.
Well, why? What did the sign say?
Double header today. Ladies free.
Well, that ain't as bad as my junior. Today is Mother's Day, and he forgot all about it. And today is the day.
Oh, how could he do such a thing? Ah, Mother, serving your dinner on the mantelpiece after Daddy has spoken to you with a paddle. Giving you a homemade haircut with a cereal bowl. And forgetting to remove the oatmeal. Sitting by your bedside when you're itching with poison ivy and helping you scratch. I adore mothers. They're so great.
Well, that boy should be taught a lesson.
Now, Riley, don't spank him. Approach him from another direction. Shame the lad in front of the whole family. Humiliate him.
Digger, you've got it. That'll learn him respect. What'll I say?
Expose him as a monster of ingratitude.
Monster of ingratitude.
Who bites the hand that feeds him.
Bites the hand that... That's just what I'll tell him. Oh, thanks, Digger. You're swell. You're always straightening people out.
Let's not talk shop. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Oh, Babs, darling, what a lovely blouse.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, Angel.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. This is for you.
Nylon! Oh, Junior, darling, you remembered.
Well, of course he did, Peg. You don't think my grandson would forget his mother.
Oh, of course not. But it's still wonderful to think that he did.
Mom! Peg! Babs! Junior! Everybody line up.
Oh, Riley. What do you think, Junior?
Say no more, Peg. I know just how you feel. Everybody on the side of the room, except that Junior.
Why, Riley, what's the matter?
Please, do what I say.
But, Pa...
Stay where you are, Junior. Look on him. There he stands. For 13 years, his mother has been feeding him with her own hand. And now he's biting the monster.
Riley, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about a son who forgets his mother on Mother's Day.
But gee whiz, Pop, I didn't...
It's too late to make excuses now.
I'm not making excuses. I got Mom a present.
I don't care if you did get her a present. You should have gotten her a... you what?
Why, he gave me these lovely nylons.
Chester, you stop picking on my grandson or I'll bust you one.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Junior, you gave her a present? You really love your mother?
Of course he does.
What a revolting development this is.
Oh, is your face red?
Yeah, well, it's my tight socks.
Now you apologize to Junior.
Oh, forget it, Pop.
But I only meant it for your good. Any son who forgets his darling mother on Mother's Day ain't human.
You're right, dear. Now you give your mother her present.
And I'll go further. Present?
Daddy, you forgot.
Me? Don't be silly. Well, as I was saying before I was interrupted, any son is liable to forget his mother on Mother's Day. It's only human.
Well, Chester, I'm waiting for my present.
I ain't human.
Oh, I'll get it for you, Pop. It's right here, under the couch.
Junior, please keep out of this. I can't... Hey, what's that package?
Pop, stop kidding. You know, it's that swell manicure set you got for Grandma.
I did?
Why, Chester, for me? Oh, you darling. And I thought you'd forgotten.
Not my Pop. He bought this special for Mother's Day. Didn't you, Pop?
Oh, Junior.
bless you.
Oh, Pop, put me down.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you were my mother. Here, Mom.
Yeah, you darling. You didn't forget your poor old mother. Oh, Chester, bless you.
Oh, Mom, put me down.
Riley's will be back in half a minute. Why risk cavities at the gum line? Cavities ground in by daily use of toothpaste or powders containing harsh abrasives. Teal cleans teeth without abrasives, protects teeth from such cavities. Enjoy Teal tonight. T-E-E-L, Teal, the refreshing liquid dentifrice.
Junior, it was swell of you to come through the way you did for me. I thought you gave that set to Marilyn.
Nah, you don't give your girlfriend a present on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it ain't etiquette. Junior, you're a real pal. You didn't let me forget about a present on Mother's Day, so in appreciation, I'm going to do something for you.
What, Pop?
I won't let you forget about a present on Father's Day.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invites to be their guests next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement of Hal Roach. The Life of Riley is produced for Teal by Irving Brecker and is directed by Don Bernard. Music by Luke Kozlov. Don't miss the June issue of Radio Mirror Magazine, which features a big story on The Life of Riley with pictures of our cast. That's Radio Mirror Magazine at your newsstands now. This is Ken Carpenter on behalf of Teal, inviting you to listen again next week. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley. And for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
It's a washing miracle for silk, nylon, woolen, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
That's true. Take lingerie, for example. Why, Dreft keeps my dainty underthings fresher and brighter than even expensive soap flakes.
Right. You see, Dreft is different from soap. Dreft's rich suds rinse clean and clear. They simply can't leave any sticky deposit the way all soaps do. No wonder Dreft keeps lingerie, stockings, new woolens prettier and brighter far longer than any soap could ever do. With Dreft, there's no soap fading.
Yes, and for washing dishes, Dreft is just unbelievable. Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine even without wiping. Every woman knows how dishes washed with soap dry with a greasy film unless you polish them. Well, my Dreft wash dishes drain dry, bright and sparkling. Even glasses sparkle without touching a towel to them.
Yes, ladies. Decide now to open up this bright new world of beauty for your nice things, for your fine washables, for your dishes. So get Dreft in the bright green package. Dreft, Procter & Gamble's amazing suds discovery that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history. That's D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Next time you shop, get Dreft.
Listen again next week, same time, when Teal for a Beautiful Smile brings you The Life of Riley for laughs.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and check in on Monday for the next installment of My Favorite Husband. Until next time, in the words of W.C. Fields, a rich man is nothing but a poor man with money.